It's always a privilege to be able to share the scripture with everyone, especially to the youth. Last time I was up here with the message for the youth, like I think about 2 months ago, I asked the two questions. Are we true disciples of Christ? Are we even disciples of Christ? I share with everyone the meaning of the true disciple, and I would like to refresh our memory tonight. The three definitions that I have for everyone regarding being a true disciple of Christ are: your love for God should be so strong, so intense, that all other loves will be like hatred in comparison. If you want to live life to its fullest, you must deny yourself and put Christ first. And three, you must count the cost to follow Jesus. Once we understand what a true disciple is, we then need to go into the world and become one, just like Jesus did. I like to continue my message to the youth on discipleship, and tonight our focus is the demand of a true disciple. In John chapter 13, and I'm going to be reading the verses periodically, if you guys want to open up your Bibles to John chapter 13. This passage helps us to understand that a serious follower of Jesus Christ will possess a servant's heart. Jesus is the shadow of the cross, and he teaches a valuable lesson about the heart of a servant. He said, "I came not to be served, but to serve." I'd like to share with the youth tonight what it means to possess a servant's heart. A servant's heart has awareness. John chapter 13, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God. A servant's heart has awareness. These three verses shows us Jesus' awareness. He was aware of his mission. If you guys remember last time I was up here, I mentioned four seeds. Those seeds were part of a mission, part of Jesus' mission. The seeds were love, liberate, lead, and launch. That's what he did. That's what he came here to do. Jesus knew that the time had come. He knew something. And what exactly did Jesus know? He knew the timing. He knew he would have to die. He knew he had the authority over everything. And he knew he was in the heart of man. A servant's heart has activity. Verses 4 through 8 in the same chapter. And I hope the youth is following along with me. Rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part of me." Jesus got up, took off, wrapped a towel, washed the feet, and returned to his place. These actions describe Jesus' entire life. He got up from his throne in glory. He took off the robe of deity, which is his holy robe. He wrapped himself in the flesh of humanity. He washed away our sins with his blood. And then he returned via resurrection to his heavenly throne. And finally, the third description of a servant is that he has an aim, a purpose, an intention, a direction, a target. That's what Jesus did. That's what he had. Verses 9 through 10. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew he would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" Jesus taught something valuable about following him. He taught them, one, a lesson on hypocrisy. Don't be like Judas. Number two, lesson on holiness. Followers of Jesus must be continually cleansed. Amen. And number three, a lesson on humility. Luke chapter 22, there's three verses there. I'm not going to read them, but it tells us that the disciples argued over an issue of greatness. Who was greater than one another? They were so far away from the ministry that Jesus was sharing with them. But Peter, the apostle, learned the lesson that Jesus shared with everyone that night. 1 Peter chapter 5, there's two verses there that I like to share with everyone. Likewise, you younger people, you youth at New Life, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. To be a serious follower of Jesus, I must gird myself and become a servant to others because my master did. A servant heart has awareness, a servant heart has activity, and a servant heart has aim. I pray that God will speak to the youth at this church and open their hearts and be ready to be servants of Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.